Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get the deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. Two homicides, including one committed with a high-powered rifle, marked a hot and humid weekend in Philly that saw a total of seven people get shot. KYW's Nigel Thompson has more.
The latest from Philly police on a shooting that left a man dead Saturday night in West Philly near 52nd and Market Streets is that a high-powered rifle was used to carry out the killing. It happened around 7:50 p.m. as police began getting calls about gunshots in the area. When police arrived, they found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was taken to Penn Presbyterian and pronounced dead at 8:05. Initially, the man was a John Doe, but police were able to identify him. However, they are holding off on releasing his name until they notify his family. No weapons have been recovered and no arrests have been made. Another homicide in Castor Gardens early Sunday morning saw officers find a man dead from a single gunshot wound to the head lying in the middle of the street. Police say they found the 43-year-old victim on Kerper Street between Loretto and Castor Avenues around 3:15, and he was declared dead by medics on the scene less than 10 minutes later. Authorities have yet to identify the man. No arrests have been made, and no weapons have been recovered at this time.
Police are also investigating other non-fatal shootings in Tacony, Nicetown, and West Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Zoo is America's first zoo and is celebrating its 150th grand opening anniversary Monday. As KYW's John McDevitt reports, the zoo is known around the world for its animal care, conservation, and innovation.
That's where the big proposal happened.
Yeah. Philadelphia Zoo's president and CEO, Dr. Joe L. Mogerman, points out that in 1979, Rocky proposed to Adrian in front of the tiger enclosure in Rocky II.
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind marrying me very much.
Hollywood royalty was no stranger to the zoo over the years. In 1931, Leo, the MGM lion, retired to the zoo.
We have a ton of expertise in large cats and primates and reptiles.
In the 1960s, zoo keys were developed so that children could turn on talking story boxes and learn about the animals that they were seeing in front of them.
The zoo keys together guide you through. A world of new excitement awaits you at the zoo.
In 2011, the zoo pioneered Zoo 360, a trail system where animals move beside guests above in the treetops and over people's heads along pathways.
The 360 trails have now been replicated in over 70 zoos around the world.
A first of its kind animal health laboratory was built in 1901.
The Philadelphia Zoo was established in 1859, but the grand opening was delayed until July 1, 1874 due to the Civil War. Philadelphia's crackdown on sidewalk parking is yielding lots of tickets. The parking authority says violations have gone up by a factor of 7 compared to last year since the effort started in May. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
You get an eye for it, you know.
Parking enforcement supervisor Eric Rossi was cruising around Fishtown when he spotted a van parked on a sidewalk. As he was writing the $51 ticket, he spotted another.
Look at this. You hit the jackpot.
But Rossi's goal is to keep the sidewalks clear, not write tickets.
Looks like they're with their vehicles, so we'll try and get them to move.
Some drivers might have gotten annoyed, but not Scott Benoit, van driver for Ivy Rehab. He greeted Rossi like a long-lost friend.
Because this street is ridiculous.
Right.
Because we try to pick up and drop off our patients here, and they're constantly blocking this side of the road.
This is precisely the problem Parking Authority Executive Director Rich Laser was trying to address this spring when he launched first a public education project, then a ticketing offensive.
Last year, from mid-May to late June, the PPA wrote 2,000 tickets for sidewalk parking. This year, the total was only 14,000. Philadelphia's 4th of July celebration actually begins on the 2nd this year. KYW's Mike DiNardo explains.
John Adams wrote in 1776 that July 2nd, the day the Second Continental Congress adopted the resolution for independence, ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade. In 2024 in Philadelphia, it's happening.
It's a first-time event that we're hosting called the Red, White, and Blue To Do. And it is held on July 2nd because that is the date that John Adams said was America's birthday.
Philadelphia Visitor Center Corporation President Catherine Ott Lovell says there will be a parade and pomp with concerts and games. The next day, July 3rd, she says the Visitor Center cracks open a new venue.
The Liberty Beer Garden will open here on Independence Hall for the Independence Mall for the first time, directly across from the Independence Visitor Center.
Country star Leanne Rimes sings on Independence Mall that night. Before the traditional ceremonies, concerts and fireworks take place on the 4th. Penn Museum is hosting their summer concert series, Garden Jams. KYW's Sheridae Howard has the details.
Beat the heat this summer and enjoy an evening strolling through Penn Museum's historic Stoner Courtyard.
So this will be four consecutive Wednesday evenings starting July 10th through the end of July.
And Jennifer Brum with the Penn Museum explains not only will there be happy hour and food trucks, but visitors can also check out some of the museum's new and older exhibits such as Ancient Food and Flavors until 8 p.m. And all of this while taking in some live music.
This is a great series that focuses on world music and local bands.
And not only will there be bands like the West Philly Orchestra, but also music reflecting multiple cultures.
Each evening has a different band, again covering different cultures. One of our events is going to be a partnership with the Mexican Cultural Center, so we're super excited about that.
And if you're looking for a private experience for work or maybe family, with a private guide and pre-ordered drinks, you can have that too.
For more information, go to kywnewsradio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.